Dr. Albert Cowie wrote more than 250 prescriptions for opioids to a small group of people between 2010 and 2014. With each prescription, he kept a share of the pills to feed his own addiction. In January, Cowie pleaded guilty to obtaining the pills illegally and defrauding two local healthcare companies, but told a federal judge on Tuesday that since his arrest, he's sought counseling, gotten clean, and is trying to help others by using his story as a cautionary tale.
He's certainly to be commended for that, and I hope that it's true. But as we all know, we've all been around long enough to see that this is really something that grabs a hold of people and it requires something that they must struggle with every day.
That's Acting Western District U.S. Attorney J.P. Kennedy, who wished Cowie the best on the road back to society, but noted that everyone who abuses drugs meets a consequence, either in the courts or in death. Before sentencing, defense attorney Robert Goldstein urged the judge to consider that Cowie was not out to make a profit from his actions, a motive different from five other Western New York doctors recently convicted of similar crimes. And while the judge did consider the differences in sentencing, Kennedy was less sympathetic in his assessment.
The motivation of the individual perhaps matters to the individual, but in the end, the societal harm is the same, and it perpetuates the, ever-increasing opioid crisis that, we're facing not only in Buffalo and Western New York, but across the country.
Cowie will spend 2 years in jail, followed by 3 years of probation. He's also been ordered to pay more than $23,000 in restitution to Univera Healthcare and HealthNow New York. Additional fines were waived on account of his current financial status. Avery Schneider, WBFO News.